Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Michelle, could you tell me, I'm checking on a purchase, two purchases on my charge card from this company. What company is this?
We're a third-party call center. We help with online companies, so maybe you were billed by one of them. I can definitely check for you. Can I have a zip code, please?
18512?
18512?
Yes.
Okay. And your name?
Mary Lynn Ruddy, R-U-D-D-Y.
Let's see. Okay, Mary Ruddy. Could you come? Oh, I actually have it under Robert Ruddy. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's my husband.
Okay. Could you confirm me shipping address for me, please?
1911 Electric Street in Dunmore, Pennsylvania, 18512.
Thank you. All right. Let me just check this out for you. I see that you received a free gift of a Wi-Fi booster. $7.45 was his shipping. That was a free welcoming gift from the factory direct stores that he got it from. Looks like they were doing a deal for their members to sign up. Their membership is based on a website. They send their members gift cards with $125 on the gift card for them to spend every month. They do charge $49.97.
Well, they did not make my husband aware. So I want to, how would I go around disputing this?
Disputing
it? What's the name? Mine says Beyond, and then it's Inten or something. So $7.45. I know he did say he had to pay shipping, but nothing about this other thing, this $49.97.
Okay. Well, I apologize Yeah, it was a free welcoming gift from the company, but I'm sorry for any misunderstandings. I went ahead and canceled the account to prevent any future charges, and as a courtesy, I can do a 50% refund on this charge. He does have the gift card in his email that they sent on the 3rd. Do you know if he spent it yet, the gift card?
No. We weren't even aware of it. You know, so I know he did not spend it.
Okay. Well, I can do that as a courtesy, man, the 50% refund for you.
Well, I think I'm going to call my Bank of America and my charge card, and I'll get 100% refunded.
Well, they can give us a call to see if this was a valid charge or not. We do have explained to them that he did receive a welcoming gift. So they'll just have to investigate they'll give the charge to. But if you like, I can just speak to my supervisor, see if I'm authorized to do anything else for you.
All right, because he did get the one thing, so $7.45 was fine, but nothing about the $49.97. In fact, they did this to me, and I said, they talked on all this stuff onto my account, and I couldn't get it off because I was trying to get out of I put checkout. Mm-hmm. They said, you can also have this item, and no prices, no nothing. You can have this item. And then I hit checkout just because I wanted to check out. I wanted out of the site. And when I got to finally on the very, very bottom, after hitting checkout 3 times, they said something about, if you want to get to the next page or something like that. And I clicked on that. I got to the next page, and I saw all those items. When I hit checkout, they added them to my order. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't want them added to my order. And then I couldn't get them off my order. So they were a fraudulent company. In fact, I actually called Bank of America. I said I want it canceled. I actually canceled my card because I was so afraid. I called Sam's Club because they advertised it from Sam's Club. Sam's Club said, no, we do not have anything. So I told them, well, this is a fraudulent company. They're getting people through a con. And so I made them aware of it and everything. So because my husband did not know this. I just got my charge card today in the mail. But I canceled my charge card. And that's when I saw, I said, who's Beyond? And then I saw it again.
Yeah.
And,
All right. Well, no worries. I just I would need to speak to my supervisor if I'm authorized to do anything besides a courtesy refund. So if you would give me just 1 second, I can go ahead and ask.
Okay.
Okay. Give me 1 second. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Well,
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for holding. They did advise me if, since he hasn't used a gift card, I am allowed to go ahead and give you a courtesy refund of the $49.97. So that should be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I can do to help?
3 to 5 business days. Mm-hmm. So I can call this because actually this charge card has been canceled because of all this business. 3 to 5 days. And who am I talking to?
Michelle.
Michelle, do you have a number or anything like that so I can verify? I talked to Michelle and her number was 688 or something like that.
No, I don't have a number, but if you do ever call back, I leave everybody elite's notes on the account. So I'll leave my notes here explaining what we talked about, and they can refer back to me that you called us and spoke to me on this day and what we talked about.
Okay.
Yeah, but
and today's
the 12th, yeah. The refund went through for me, so that means the bank will receive it. If you canceled the card, are you going to receive a new card from the same bank?
Yes.
Okay.
They're
so
giving
usually,
me a new number.
Okay. Usually what they'll do, it'll go back to the account, and simply you can just ask them, tell them that you're awaiting a refund from us, if they can transfer that refund to your new card. Okay. If they don't do that, or if there's any complications with your refund, just please give us a call back with your bank on the line so we can see what else we can do. But it did go through for me, so just ask them if they can transfer it to your new card.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.